can't see. I mean, guys, I guess there's probably girls listening to this too. Nobody knows who I am.
No. I haven't done the introduction. Usually I start this. Like, there's going to be like music that plays in.
Not this time. Okay. Not this time.
Well, let me do it, okay? I'm going to do my NPR voice. It's where I like talk really softly.
Okay, what kind of music is it? Is it like Bon Jovi?
No, it isn't. It's appropriate. You can listen to it later.
Well, give me a title track. It's like, what you say?
Not
like,
that at all.
It's, no?
It's Blonde Redheads.
Can we lead in with what is it, Hide and Seek? Can you do like a special video where we lead our video?
Man, this is already podcast. Going bad. Okay, I'm all right. Let me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let me do an intro. Okay, I'm gonna do my NPR voice. Okay.
Okay.
This is Paul, and welcome to another edition of Bug Out Bag, where we run through everyone's favorite hypothetical situation, surviving a zombie apocalypse. And I'm here with Tristan. Say hi, Tristan.
Hello, folks.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm here for a really great show.
Oh, it's so bad. It's going to be so bad. This is so yuck. Tristan is obviously pretty excited about this. So let's just get right into it. And so first, what I'll do is I'll explain to the rules to you, kind of set the scenario and what the world that you're living in is like.
Hold on.
Okay.
Paul, before we get started here...
Oh, God. You didn't tell me you were going to do voices. This is bad.
Why don't you tell me I couldn't do voices?
Oh, man.
I don't think it really matters too much. I have a couple of questions about the ground rules of this.
Okay.
And for the folks that are listening to this, these are all questions I very well could have asked beforehand, but I chose not to. So you can understand the actual process of what goes on here.
Okay.
What can I say and what can't I say? Is there like a censorship thing here? Like, am I going to get bleeped out if I swear?
No, you can swear.
Can I say like the C word? Is that not appropriate? I will try to refrain from saying the C word based on your response.
I've never heard you say
like
the
Howard
C word.
Howard Stern can say the C word, but I can't say the C word.
You can curse. I curse all the time. I've never heard
can
you
say, the N word.
Let's try not to say the N word.
Okay,
let's try not to say the N word.
So no profanity then, because that's really what my entire like poor vocabulary is made up.
I thought you were going to ask like a relevant question to this, but
I haven't asked a relevant question in like 20 years.
Okay, so no, so like,
okay, let's get started.
Like the basic curse words, let's like try to leave like a race and gender out of the profanities. How about that?
So this is going to be pretty difficult, folks. But we're going to give it the best shot.
Okay, all right.
Do you have any other questions? Let's go. I'm ready.
All right.
Let's rock and roll. What are we doing here?
So the world that this takes place in is the world that we live in today. So it's not some sort of weird...
Earth 616.
Sure. Yes.
Do you get that?
Yes, okay. I do. I need to get that reference. And those kind of zombies we're dealing with is what I like to call magic zombies. Okay. So For me, I divide zombies into two categories. There are like the science zombies, which are like 20 days later... quarantine or wreck, where it is like a person infected with some sort of biological disease and they still follow the rules of like biology and science. Like if you shoot a 28 days later person, they will bleed out and die.
Correct.
Magic zombies like don't follow that. Like they can kind of be like rotting and like you can be half like
I Am Legend.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, were they like that in I Am Legend? Were they like
kinda
that?
Kinda. They were like the hybrid. They were probably like if they had to be a third category,
they would be a hybrid. These are kind of like your Walking Dead, Night of the Living Dead, where like they could be half a body and like they're still going. The other thing too is they're two stage zombies. So they are in the initial stages of infection are really fast. So like for the first 48 hours, like these things are fucking booking it.
Okay.
These are your fast zombies. Like, after 48 days, after the first 48 hours, they are really fast.
The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
Exactly. It's The Last of Us. So okay. after that 48 hours, they're much slower, and they're the slow-moving things.
Okay. You know that there's multiple types of zombies?
Yeah, there's plenty
of zombies. Yeah, I like where you're going with this. I mean, there's just different approach to zombie-ism.
Yeah.
So I highly appreciate this.
Yeah, so I'm trying to give, like, that kind of parameters. The other thing is, it's going to be you as you exist in the world today. So, it's we're going to be basing this off of the location, like, where we are now, where you currently live. Okay. As if it was a normal day, like a Tuesday at, like, 2 p.m.
For the folks at home, I'm buff as shit, and I'm like, I'm
chiseled jaw.
Yeah, I'm literally the most attractive human being imaginable. I'm totally fit. Michael Phelps don't have shit on me. Like,
outswim all the zombies.
Yeah, like we're pretty much good. I'm the most interesting man, and Rafael Nadal, like, all wrapped into one.
Okay. So with that, I think that's one other thing to go along with that. So if you didn't know, we are currently in the Valley of Arizona, which would be the Phoenix metropolitan area, which includes Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, whatever. But you don't live in that area. You live further west, yes, which is like towards Goodyear-ish area.
Yes.
Which is, if anybody doesn't know, if you live in the Phoenix metropolitan area and you head towards LA, he is on the area where you start to leave civilization and get to desert. So,
which gives me a lot of hideout spots. So yeah. I'm prepping this.
But you work in the Phoenix metro area.
I do. I work in Central Phoenix.
Okay. So since this the outbreak is going to start on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. Normally on a Tuesday at 2 p.m., where are you?
Recently or... Or
you haven't said your last name, so like, if you haven't like been going to work, or you've been like going to the strip club instead of going to work or something, you can say that.
Okay,
like,
so Tuesday, on a typical work Tuesday at 2 p.m., I would actually probably either be at lunch for like my sixth hour of lunch.
Okay.
Or I would be in my office at work, which is in Central Phoenix. Like, okay. It's literally like, if you looked at a map of Phoenix, I'm the direct center of that map.
Yeah, like you're right in the middle of it.
I literally work in the center.
So it's 2 p.m. You're at lunch at your office, and this is when the shit hits the fan. And this is when you are like, it's that beginning of every zombie movie where people realize, like, someone walks to the window and they see like a woman run out in front of traffic, get smashed by an ambulance. Like, okay, that, this is where you're at right now, where like things are starting to get really bad and you're just kind of noticing it. Like, what is the first thing you do?
Okay, the first thing I do, first of all, if you said I can't use racial slurs, but I can be like racially charged, right?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, of course. Like, so this is the world.
Is the person that gets hit by the car white?
I mean, I'm not saying that there's someone who gets hit by a car.
I get it. But like, okay, so let's just say that scene that actually happens. So, you know, I'm out trying to go to lunch, and like, it's kind of pandemonium, and I literally see like a pedestrian get hit by a car.
Like a white woman get hit by a car.
Yeah, if it's a white woman get hit by a car, I'm gonna be like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to get my fucking Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so on a normal day, yeah, you just, like, you see some woman just get obliterated by, like an ambulance or something. Like, you just, like, what?
Yeah, McDonald's for me.
Okay,
but,
let me rephrase this, then. At this period in time, you realize that this is not just some random credit person. You realize, like, this is bad. Like, this is where you start thinking about bugging out.
Okay, so the first thing is going to be probably to assess the situation. I mean, it's weird that I'm like trained on these things, but I have a heightened sense of awareness.
Okay.
So I would try to look for like sources of information. I'm equipped with a smartphone.
Okay.
I would imagine, because if it's me in my normal fashion, then I have a smartphone. I have multiple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would first try to look for information, like statistics and things like that.
You're hitting like CNN. You're like
what's going on? Like, what's it affecting? Does anybody know about it? Like, in the off chance that I don't find any news, I don't find any news. But that's going to be my first thing. My first instinct is going to be, mm-hmm, what can I find out? Because that data is going to help the next courses of action.
So, like, what do you think those, like, early reports on news looks like?
Most of it is probably completely wrong. Like, it is probably either a gross over-exaggeration or, like, just undercutting what is actually going on. And I'm smart enough to know that. But I want to know that, like, if this is, like, pandemic, like, this is going over all over the place, then I need to know that, because I would want to think about places that I could go. That would probably be, like, the next logical thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to try to go somewhere if I know that that place is equally as worse off. Or, like, it determines if I want to go for, like, a survival strategy, like, hunker down where I'm at and take that approach. Of like, listen, I'm gonna take fort and like run and gun, I guess, my way around town.
Yeah.
Or do I flee and go to another area to try to regroup there.
So I guess that gives a better question. Like, are you going to... If you're going to say, I'm going to hunker down, like, are you going to hunker down at the Chick-fil-A or in your office? Is that a viable thing? Or do you think, like, would you, regardless, like, let me try to get home first. Would you try to do that?
I would attempt to travel the land. And there's a couple of specific reasons why. Especially in where we currently, where I currently exist.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I would try to do if I had to, like, take an action would be attempt to go to Costco.
Okay. Well, okay. Before you do that, this is... at every point in this, I give someone the opportunity to plan a bug out bag, like the namesake.
Okay.
So you have, like, let's imagine that you are a crazy person, and you kind of are, but you're a really crazy person. You're like, dude, zombies are fucking coming. I need to have prepared, and you have a bag of it could be any bag, but you have to be able to carry it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't it can't be like a U-Haul trailer that mm-hmm. you're just like strong manning down the street.
Yeah, I got it.
So, like,
mobility.
What are you putting in your bug out bag?
Number one, Hattori Hanzo sword.
Okay. Do you have any sword experience, or is this like...
No, but I don't think you need it.
Okay. Like, you just...
Okay, so here's the deal. Okay. And, like, cause I'm sure everyone's like, what the fuck?
You answered that really quickly.
Yes, because I've actually thought this piece out. Okay. I haven't thought much of this out, but I've thought this out. Guns have an infinite number of bullets, and
then, finite number of bullets.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not infinite. Finite. They have a finite number of bullets.
Uh-huh.
And, like, ammo in Arizona is probably, like, an infinite resource.
Probably, yeah.
But I don't know where it is, because I've, like, never used a gun. And that's a part of the problem. I've never used a gun.
Fair enough.
And granted, I've never used a sword, but I think the application of learning how to use a sword is actually easier than learning how to use a gun.
You swung a bat.
Like,
to be fair, like, you won't have to sword fight the zombies. Like, they're not trained samurai.
Yeah, yeah. It's really just like killing a bunch of babies, which is a really terrible thing to say publicly. But
there might be zombie babies.
Yeah. So I don't want to, like, guns are taking that approach. Like, it's great because you get range and things like mm-hmm. that. But I could acquire guns with my sword. So it's kind of like, I would imagine it's harder to acquire a sword with your guns because you have to find the sword. So and swords aren't as popular in Arizona as guns are. So, but the thing is, you got to think of, like, a weapon that you can use that would, like, most zombies are effectively thwarted by beheading.
Sure, yeah.
And these are,
if I haven't said, these are, like, you got to kill them in the head, like, shoot them and kill the brain,
or cut off their head.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sword is a great way to do that.
Yep.
So I kind of feel like for someone with novice experience, like, my aim is probably awful with a gun. And I don't want that to be the barrier. Like, I would rather just, like, I think you could just swing wildly and probably get lucky better than you could shoot someone.
I mean, if at the very least you could, like, take off a leg or an arm, like, something.
Yeah, like, it could work out to your advantage. And swords are not the lightest thing, they're not the heaviest thing, but, like, I would imagine that a good sword is probably still lighter than a really good assault rifle.
Sure, and all the ammo you need to carry.
Yeah.
So, the thing that I have against swords and bladed weapons is they're essentially a wedge. And this is the thing that, like, the thing about any wedge, like, bladed instrument is that, like, it'll get stuck. And that's my fear about a sword.
Like,
is that, like,
if, like, I'm gonna, jabbing a zombie and then it's stuck
or
in,
like,
the zombie?
Or, like, even, like, trying to cut off a zombie head, like, having that thing get caught in the neck, and, like, as you're trying to, like, cut through it, like, they descend upon you?
Sure. And I guess that could happen. But by the same token, that could happen with any weapon.
Sure. I mean, if you have a blunt instrument, it's a little different. If you have, like, a hammer... That's not the same case.
Sure. Okay, but it's also going to be harder to sever the brain with...
Absolutely.
With a 2x4.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You got your sword. Are you taking any other weapons? Like...
You know, I probably would roll some Molotov cocktails.
Some Molotov cocktails?
If I could. Or at least the ingredients to make... Like, I'm taking way Last of Us approach, but, like, I would at least... have the ingredients to make those things. Because actually, the ingredients to make Molotov cocktails are universally useful.
Absolutely. I was just about to say that.
Like,
disinfect it.
Yeah, like, so, or you could just get drunk.
Which is totally viable. Like, you're looking at, like, shit is bad.
Yeah,
fucking lit.
Yeah, so the idea of carrying around the things to create a Molotov cocktail is great. It's wonderful application. Having the fire is good if you need it.
Yeah.
For multiple things. One, zombies tend to not like fire.
Yeah, and like, oh, slow them down. Like, yeah. I mean, these aren't like, you won't have skeletons walking around. Like, the, much of them you burn, like, they will, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you can, I definitely think that those, the three items, some kind of bandage wrap,
mm-hmm.
or four items, or I guess the alcohol is in a bottle because it has to be in a bottle.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't have, like, a paper bag with alcohol in it.
Paper bag, Molotov.
Yeah. But, yeah, so having alcohol, the bandage, and fire, individually, all those three items are great.
Mm-hmm.
And combined together, they're even better. The only problem with Molotov cocktails, and this is kind of, like, a thing that always bothered me, is that, like, you're wasting a lot of alcohol for one Molotov. Like, it's not like you're just carrying around extra bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you've got, like, a bottle, and it's like, listen, if it's totally full and you need to light a Molotov cocktail, like, you just wasted the rest of the liquid.
Well, you could also, like you said, like, you can Costco a big thing of vodka, and, like, you can find bottles.
Yeah, you can ration it out, but, I mean, that also requires you to kind of have, like, a really elaborate setup. Which,
yeah.
I mean, and given, like, if I was psycho and had pre-planned, then yes, I would have, like, a little, like, bunker house that had shit tons of bottles and shit tons of like I would literally rip off like a Joann's Fabrics for bandages. But I mean, ultimately, that would probably be my weapon set. I think you should always have some kind of projectile. And I think the cool thing about fire is that, like, even if you didn't want to use it in the true Molotov form,
mm-hmm.
you could take the alcohol and make a perimeter.
Exactly.
And pour it, and That's then light it.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of have a few things that'll work out pretty well.
That's really good.
And that does a couple of things. I don't know how intelligent your, like...
These are fucking dumb zombies.
Okay.
But there are, like, there are other people out there, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, so, let's just say that you, like, you have a close encounter where there's that thing where you're worried about the sword getting stuck. And you know, there's other zombies ascending upon you. Well, you could prep that by lighting a ring of, you know, maybe, like, 10 feet in diameter
mm-hmm.
around you. And what that does is, even if the zombies are attracted, let's say that they're attracted to your scent because they're, like, super, like, sensory.
Yeah, yeah, they're, like, hound dogs.
And, yeah, and they're just following you, like, sharks, like, because you exist.
Yeah.
They would still have to go through this fiery ring.
Yeah.
Which could, if it's got, like, if the flames are ablaze enough, could blind them to, so where they don't see the sword that's about to, like, jab them in, or stab them in the face. So I feel like that gives you a couple of, like, of areas of strategic advantage. I mean, if I was limited to that, because and also with those things, I still think that you can get other stuff.
Yeah, you have your samurai sword, you have your Molotov, which are the ingredients. That's not a lot of stuff. So, like, what else are you putting in that bag? So those are your weapons. What else are you putting in there? Because now you have a lot of room.
Okay, I feel like this is like a slotted bag in fucking like an RPG.
Yeah, like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Like Tetris, like,
yeah, trying
items.
To move the items around. So why not give me like a 50 caliber that takes up half the slots?
The first person I ever interviewed actually had a bug out bag. Like, legit has one. It's not for zombies. It's for something else. But he has a duffel bag. And that's what he has. And he has like...
Like duffel bag size. Okay.
Yeah, so it's whatever you can carry.
I would have a blanket.
Okay. Is it one of those like space blankets with like the foil, or is it just like a blanket? Or, like, your childhood blanket. Or just a blanket. You don't really care?
You know, I didn't really get any... Like, let me do, like, a Nordstrom comforter.
Okay.
Like, something...
Why not be comfortable?
Yeah, like, something nice. Something padded.
Okay.
Because I wanted to kind of, like, double as, like... Or maybe just, like, a sleeping bag. We just call it that.
Okay.
Because the sleeping bag could kind of double as a blanket. I mean, I remember doing that as a kid.
Yep.
So, we can just kind of do that, and then it's soft.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, ultimately, like, thinking... Like, being very forward-thinking... At some point, you're going to eventually get to a point where you're going to be traveling on foot.
Oh, for sure.
Like, there has not been, I've seen enough of this in movies, I've read enough of this in books, like, there is no point where someone's just like, oh, I just drove, like, it's not like Resident Evil, like, the movie, where, like, they are forever in cars.
Yeah,
like,
that's not happening.
That shit ain't happening. You're going to be traveling the land on foot
mm-hmm.
and sleeping in weird places.
Yep.
I don't know about you. I want to be comfortable. Speaking of being comfortable, this is like my favorite item. Like, I don't think it fits in the bag, but like I'm rolling Dr. Scholl's.
Well, you can put
like I'm sorry, like I'm gelling.
You can put extra Dr. Scholl's in the bag.
Like, sure, but I don't want to use up the slots. I'll only need one pair.
Okay, your slot.
Yeah. Okay. So
this goes back to your having to walk everywhere.
Yes. Okay. So like, I think this is something that people naturally like forget because they're like they're so caught up in everything else in the survival bit that like part of you surviving it would be the same if there were no zombies and you just had to go from one place to another. Like you got to think about those things.
And people often think like, oh, everybody's dead. There's cars everywhere. I'll just siphon gas. But like, Casco's bad. Like
it doesn't always work.
But yeah,
it's like, you know, no, like take all the zombies out of this. I'm sorry to like just hijack your
start, bad, but
like taking all the zombies out, if I just had to get from like here to California, I would be mad pissed if I didn't have some fucking gel
like
inserts.
Show up like barefoot, like toes missing.
Yeah,
like
did you Frodo
footed?
Like what's that Book of Eli? Like I don't want to look busted like that. Like that shit ain't happening. So like I would roll some gel inserts for sure.
Okay, that's smart.
But that's not really like a bug out bag item. That would just be my shoes.
You can have some extra ones, like because the thing is, like you'll
I probably wear through them. So I'm trying to think of like if this.
Are you taking any food with you? Any kind of water solutions? Like
you know what? I would probably take a Brita filter.
Okay.
Or like several water filters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would. You know, I hate to say this. Like maybe some snacks. Like and I mean like Snickers bars.
Okay.
One, because I like them, and two, because they're pretty small.
Yeah. And, like, when everybody's dead, like, nobody's to judge you if you get fat. Like, you're like, well, whatever.
I'm chiseled, but I might be pretty fat now. So, but no. Okay, so the idea of, like, carrying food is, like, kind of dumb.
Like, why do you think it's dumb? Like, why do you think,
food? Yeah, no, I think that carrying food is dumb. Like, and I think that this is, like, people take, like, a very movie approach and not a realistic approach to this.
Okay.
Like, in the movies, like, people, like whoever is in this scenario always comes across a place where, like, there's food, but it's always, like, literally the most dangerous place ever.
Sure.
So they're like, oh, look, I found a cafeteria, but it happens to be that, like, every single person in this goddamn school is infected, and they're also in the cafeteria.
Yeah, for whatever reason. That's the funniest thing. Like, no matter what happens, they've all ended up in the cafeteria.
Yeah, like, it's okay, first of all, I don't know if everyone who would be listening to this is from Arizona or around Arizona. Hopefully they're around the world. But Arizona has a shit ton of fucking restaurants. Like, a shit ton. Which means that for the first while, which is when the bug out bag is going to be the most useful, you've kind of got an abundance of food.
Sure.
Like, in a sense. Like, there's going to be other people going for food and stuff. But, like, there is plenty of establishments for which, like, we have tons of distribution centers.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like, there are lots of things that you could raid pretty easily, which makes me think about something else. I want a lockpick kit. The kind with, like, that's the gun.
Yeah, that's...
The gun kind.
Oh, my God, that's a smart...
Because you need to be, like, you need to be able to get into places. Access is everything.
That's
Access
really smart.
Access is everything. So, give me, like, the gun lockpick. I want that easy kit that you could get on, like, eBay from China for, like, $36.99, free shipping from Hong Kong, 30 days, but, like, hopefully I already have it.
Because, no, you're right, because, like, There were big restaurants and stuff which will have things in it, but like the places that have the stockpile, the stores are like the warehouses that are locked the fuck up.
Yeah, we've got like tons of Walmarts. Like there's Walmarts everywhere, there's Targets everywhere. Yes, those places are going to get cleaned out by people in their panic, but there's still going to be things. So like I don't really think that you need to like carry food because food is everywhere. Like,
so essentially what you're saying
like
is
you can eat humans. I mean, like this sounds real fucked up, but like. You ultimately like, and I'm talking like 10 years later.
Okay,
like when things are like really decrepit,
most of the food has gone bad. We'll get to that.
Okay. Maybe I don't make ten years.
We'll get to that point later. So.
But yeah, like okay, but I think that like water filtration is important because our water supply in Arizona is shit.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like living here, like without like the public works to provide water.
Yeah,
like we are.
Yeah, like our like we literally have the second hardest water and like. America.
So, like, maybe, like, I don't know about you, but maybe I would, like, throw a bunch of bottles of water. Like, I know that, like, that's not for now. That's for, like, later. Like, this is gonna run down.
The problem with bottles of water is that they're very heavy.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, I don't know, like, I shop at Costco a lot, and I always get the case of 40 things of water. I'm not toting around with that.
Like, backpacking
it? It's too hard. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm strong, but, like, that's only 40 bottles. Like, that's enough to last, like, and have you been here in the summer?
That's true.
Like, that's enough to last you a quarter of a day.
Yeah, that's
so, true. So, like, I feel like the water filtration is better. Like, and like, the refills. Like, so, like, you know, you got the little Brita thing that everybody had once, mm-hmm. like, back in the mid-90s. The, like, I want that first-gen model, that good one. That good one. I don't want, like, don't give me that fancy shit with, like, the battery-powered stuff. Like, give me the one that, like, at this point has all the water stains on, like, the plastic. Because it's been used so much. But, like, and about as many filters. I think my bug-out bag is done. Like, I want some fucking towels and, like, the lockpick kit and my weapon and the rest of the space, however many slots I have left. Just stock it up with Brita filters. Because I'm going to need them. And you, who knows? You might be able to light the Brita filter on fire with your fire source, and it might turn into something. So, I don't know. I don't even know.
You're like that next gen, like just
it might be crafting. A grenade. It might be a grenade. It looks like one.
I love it. That you're pitting this on the hopes that if you light a Brita filter on fire and throw it, it creates, well, like, an explosive device.
But the thing is, like, okay, so like I said, food is relatively abundant.
Okay.
At least in the earlier stages. And at the later stages, it matters not anyway, because you wouldn't have packed enough food anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like, that part's irrelevant. You're always going to come to, like, the same impasse.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the very beginning, like, there's just tons of it. So I'm not going to waste my time carrying it. But I think water is important, because water is actually something that you need to survive longer.
Yep.
And it's hot in Arizona, and, like, dehydration is going to fuck you up anyway. So, like, I mean, if you don't die by, like, the zombies getting you, like, the earth is getting you.
Dude, I didn't realize how bad of a place it is for this thing.
It happening here is actually really bad.
It's really bad.
There's, one, there's not a lot of places to hide.
Yeah.
And two, like, it doesn't matter even if you made, like, it kind of goes 50-50, because zombies are also humans. For the most part, or yeah, animals.
Like, they're probably rot faster here because of the sun. But,
like, the thing is, the cool thing is that there's lots of areas where there are no humans, like the majority of the state. So there's plenty of places where you can hide and kind of get away from it, and probably nobody would notice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the second thing is, all of those places have critters and shit that will fuck you up and kill you. Like, black widows, fucking scorpions, goddamn rattlesnakes.
Are you just like, you should just throw back like a can of Raid in your bag as well. Just like,
nah, I ain't throwing in the Raid. Although the Raid's also flammable, so you could use it as a torch, but I would rather trust my hope in the Brita filter.
Okay.
So, hold on, I'm not done.
Okay.
On the water thing, this is gonna be a long show.
Whatever, folks. It's alright.
But, like, so here's what's gonna happen with the water. I want everybody who listens to this, whenever you are asked this question, you're going to thank me. You're going to add Brita filters to
I can see you, like, clomping through the apocalypse with your backpack just clinking of plastic
when you find that Arizona water canal, and there's lots of them, and that run throughout the state. They, mm-hmm. they bring water to the different cities. You're going to thank me, because that water is probably fucking gross, like, because it hasn't been treated yet.
Yeah.
And you're gonna grab some in a little plastic bottle, and you're gonna put that shit through the Brita filter, and you're gonna be able to drink it. And it's gonna be the most amazing water you've ever had. And you're gonna be like, you know what? I'm fucking glad I brought this filter. But the Brita filter go bad, that's why you gotta have so many.
So I think you're right up until the point that, like, Brita filters don't, like, catch out, like bacteria. Like, if there's a dead body, like, sitting in that canal, like, upstream, that filter ain't gonna save you. Like,
you don't know that. They might have tested it for that.
Maybe.
You don't even know.
They're body rated.
Well, but the thing is, it's also, like, it's more, if you need a Brita filter to drink the regular tap water here,
okay,
like,
you're
probably going to need a Brita filter no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
And it doesn't have to be Brita brand. Let's be honest here. We can use, like,
that Kirkland brand, that Costco brand.
Yeah, you could use other brands if you have a, like, you use Pure, the PUR.
Okay.
I don't know if they make a standalone device. I think they only
have... Dude, all I know is Brita. Like, all I know is that. Yeah, I don't know anything else.
The Brita, the Pure, doesn't really matter. But, like, you're going to need some kind of water filtration. So, that's going to be in the bag. If I was crazy and, like, planned everything, I wouldn't actually elect for Brita filters, because I would have water filtration in my like, bunker-down location.
Okay.
But let's assume that I'm just mobile, because I think that's where we're going with this. So... like, if that's the case, then I'm going to take the portable Brita filter.
Okay, so you kind of hit on it. So, like, I want to move on now. So, you have your bag and stuff.
with a sword, fucking Dr. Schultz. And I'm
yeah. So you're good. You're good. You got plenty. You're gonna be hydrated.
I'm walking. I'm gonna be.
You can walk, and you're like the most hydrated walker ever.
Yeah.
So you got your stuff. What are you the type of person? Are you trying to bug out of Arizona? Are you gonna try to hunker down somewhere? And either of those actions, it's a 2-part question. Are you the type of person that is gonna try to like partner up with people? Is there family or friends you're gonna try to get in contact with? That are like, hey, like you and me, man, like with, together. Or is there a crew you're gonna try to roll with? Or are you just like, fuck it, all you people are gonna get me killed. I'm gunning this out alone. Came into this world alone. I'm going out alone.
Okay. Well, this becomes very personal.
Okay.
So to answer the first part of your question, would I stay or would I go? I would absolutely, no matter what, attempt to leave.
Okay.
And actually, I would go to California.
Okay.
There's more people in California, which means that, and it also presents a higher risk. But all I have to do, and this is why, if you remember, one of the first things I said, I would go to Costco.
Yeah.
And it's not so I could go to Costco to like go shopping. I would go to Costco to fuel up my car. My car happens to get like 35 miles a gallon, and if I couldn't steal a Prius.
Okay.
Or something, or like a full electric vehicle, like you'll be really upset when you're trying to drive to like California and you stop at like Goodyear
because
you don't have any more batteries.
And I don't think the power company's up.
Yeah, like that ain't happening. So I would want to fuel up my car because my car can make it to California on a full tank of gas.
Okay,
so
that's
like,
a good point.
Yeah, so that and it's important to me to get to California because I feel like. And this is going to like kind of traverse into an area that like people aren't going to understand, but I'm going to take this route. But there's like I play Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2.
Okay.
So there's a matchup in which my character plays another character named Vega for the people who like video games.
Okay.
And one of like the Vega's really good because he can attack you from both sides pretty easily.
Okay.
But like one of the strategies against that is like put your back against the wall and he can only attack you from one direction, and that like actually delimits his game.
Yeah, yeah. You
by 50%. So like I would take that same approach with the Pacific Ocean.
You push your back to the sea.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I
don't have to worry about what's going to come from behind me. I only have to worry about what's coming in front of me. And I think that that's a really important thing for survival. Like if you are near a beach, you are probably better off, unless for some reason you have underwater zombies, but it sounds like you don't.
No, and even if they do, like they're not gonna like they can't swim, like they're just gonna sink.
Well,
like,
I think that happened like in a movie where they start coming out of the water.
In World War Z, like they could walk across the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The thing is, like you're not like it'll be a long time before the zombies that left China to walk here are ever gonna get here.
Okay,
they ever do, you know what I mean? Like they're gonna fall.
The ones on Catalina Island.
Oh yeah,
Catalina Island might actually just be safe.
And that's it. Yeah, and that's the other thing too. Is like my brother did this, and he lives in San Diego, and that like he's not a boater, and neither am I. But like it raises an interesting question of like, with your back to the ocean, you have options. Like the zombies can't really swim. You can go to Catalina Island. You can take a boat. Even if you don't know how to boat, maybe or sail. Yeah. I think it's the term. Maybe you can like take your chances. Like that may be an option. So I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, assuming that I just have some grotesque fear of like aquatic life, which I kind of do. So, but I still think it's best to kind of limit the options for like attack plans. I think that's any person that's a strategist would tell you that that is probably a better thing to do. If you are solo, like I mean, I'm sure this is like in military training and shit too.
Yeah,
like. Put your back up against something so you don't have to worry about what's going on behind you, because it's impossible to see in all directions mm-hmm. while staying focused. So if you need to turn around to see what's going on behind you, you are no longer focused on what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think I think taking that approach, going to California kind of gives me that.
And so what do you think about, California is a big state.
It is
LA big. Is really populated, but not all of California is populated.
There's go to San Pedro. There's actually a specific spot in San Pedro.
Okay.
So if you look on a map, there's this thing called the Friendship Bell in mm-hmm. San Pedro. Well, it happens to be like the exact point, like, so it's Long Beach, and then you go over like this crazy bridge, and then it's like the 110 starts, and that's in San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
But you can take like the nearest exit, and if you go west, it's actually the point where the state like does this L shape.
Okay.
It's only like 90 degree angle in the state that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's like a couple more that are like up near like Santa Barbara or some shit like that, but like I would go there because that's literally the place where you can, like, you don't have to even look at a wider, like, 180 degree angle. Mm-hmm. You only have to cover, like, a very small space. And it's very easy. Like, one, it's a park. So, like, it's pretty easy to, like, set up shop. You can, like, gather supplies, like tents and things like that, mm-hmm. on, like, on your way. It's kind of like a weird, like, beachy community area. So you can just bust into someone's house, probably.
Okay.
And, like, just jack all their shit. And they probably have all the things that you need. So, like, you could do that and just, like, take four at that park. Not a lot of people live over there. So if you have, like, if you're worrying about, like, the immediate population and its, like, effects or when the zombies turn, you'll probably have less things to deal with. So you could probably, like, it's not something that, like, one person would maintain. But I guess I'll get to, that's the second part of your question. But,
yep.
But even if you had to do it as one person, it's, like, foreseeably doable.
Sure.
And it's also kind of a safe area that, like, there's not a lot of roads to get to it. Mm-hmm. So if you ever needed to, like, leave to, like, scour for something, like, you could pretty much, like, break down one of the houses, like, build a blockade that, like, blocks one of the roads, so you don't have to worry about, like, you can set up shop there, I think, pretty well. You won't roast like you would in Arizona.
That's very true. Water.
Yeah.
Water.
And there is seawater, which
don't drink that, but there's
you could filter it. Wouldn't be the best.
I don't think you could just build it for seawater. I don't think that works.
I think it makes it closer to drinkable than
trying to drink it. You still shouldn't drink it. You have plenty of streams in California. You have fresh water in California. More so than you do.
I don't think any of them are near there, though.
Maybe.
That might suck. Okay, yeah. So that might be a thing. But
you're not any worse than you are here.
Correct. Like, yeah. Like, there's Arizona's just too. It's not that it's too landlocked, but it is. It's just,
it's really
landlocked. Like, and going.
It's a pro and a con because, like you said, not a lot of people, but, like, you're fucking, you're stuck here. Like, all,
yeah,
you
have, like, for all every times. Everything around, like, there. And the thing is, like, it's a smaller area to, like, conquer. Like, if you wanted to go, like, crazy Rambo and try to kill everyone here, you would probably do it. Because there's a lot of people.
There's
a lot
of people, dude.
But you could take that approach. But it's just, okay. But it's just not a good idea. But I think California would be the best because it's the easiest to get to.
Now, are you doing this once again? Are you doing this alone? Is there anybody trying to corrupt with?
Right. Okay. So the second piece, and this is where it gets super personal. So, like, I don't like my family very much.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be that big on, like, trying to reach out to them, which is actually really great for me.
Okay.
Because I don't have, like, the weird, like, inhibitors of, like, I need to worry about my family and their safety and all of those things. So, like, notice how, like, the first thing, like, most people do is, like, I would call my mom or I would call, like, my brother. Like, yeah. Like, nope.
Nope. That's our own.
Nope. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I care about my parents just fine. But
in
the world for which there are three of us and one of us has to survive, it is me. I am killing them.
Like, like, it's not even like it's, yeah, you're not even yeah, waiting.
Like, we're not working together because all they would do is hold everyone back.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, I wouldn't even incorporate my parents. I would, and I have to, in order to get to California, I have to drive past my house.
Yeah. Like, so you're not even stopping.
Yeah. Like, like, I wouldn't even be like, yo, ma, like, get ready. I'm coming to pick you up. I'm gone.
So she's, like, on the side of the street, like, trying to wave you down.
Yeah, I've rutted her over.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah, like, it will, and you have to think about this too. Like, family creates weird situations where you will make a bad fucking decision. It's not a, like, and this sounds, like, really cruel, but, like historically, caring about people tends to, like, not always work out the best.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
And the thing with your, like, if your brother is a Navy SEAL,
that might be useful. Or if your family dynamic could, like, benefit, like, by combined knowledge or things like that.
Yeah, like, if you're, like, one of the Duggars and you got, like, fucking 20 of you people, like, yeah, we got an army right here.
Yeah, like you could be pretty good. But that's dependent on your family makeup. With my family makeup, it's my mother, and she's awful. Okay. So, like, She would just get on my nerves, and I probably want to dump. Like, I don't even think, like, I could drive to California,
like, you
with
would
her
just
now.
Shoot her, and, like, what happened? Like, she turned. She was turning. Like, bit. I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Like, and second of all, she'd probably be fine. She'd probably be the one to fucking come kill me. So
like, all right. So it's not your family, but is there anybody else?
Okay.
Like, would you, like, if you saw, like, if you're driving and you saw a capable person that's like, stop, like. Like, well, help me out.
Okay, I got this. So one of the things that you also said was, like, you know, would I team up or not? I would definitely go for the team up.
Okay.
But But there's a caveat to this. I would want my team to be very small.
So how small is small?
Like, I'm thinking like no more than six people, because I think anything more than six...
Actually, there's a lot, actually.
That is a lot.
I thought you were going to say like three.
I think six is okay, because you could pile six in a van.
That's true, yeah.
Like, anything more than that, and you get like weird, like The Walking Dead, where there's like just too many factions and shit. And there's like... And like, the thing is, especially because... Like, and this is what's different. If it's people that I knew, then it would be easier. Like, if, like, let's say that I had a family that I liked and it involved five other people. Like, if there's six of us and I kind of know like the mental stability mm-hmm. of all of them, then it's great, because like I can use, like, I, one of my talents is being really knowledgeable about like people and sociology and psychology.
You can manipulate them.
So yeah, so like I can like do. I can piece together these scenes and make the outcome the thing that I want.
Okay.
And then that's easier, so I don't have to deal... And I also don't have to deal with, like, safety issues as much. Like, you know, someone being crazy and, like, killing me in my sleep. Because, like, my family members, if I like them, are likely not going to do that.
Yeah.
But like,
strangers...
Yeah, strangers are, like, they're another beast.
So, wait. Do you think it's going to be your team up? Do you think it is going to be with people you know? Or do you think it's more likely...
It would not be with people I know. I almost guarantee it. One, because nobody fucking lives in the West Valley.
Okay,
so that's very true. I don't fucking know anybody in West Valley. Yeah. So I couldn't even like call anybody up and be like, yo, get ready, because like that's happening.
Yeah.
And Paul, like, you're probably the only person that's like capable of taking this challenge. Dude, but you've got like your own, like, I know that you've got your own setup.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be what my setup is, so I wouldn't even bother.
And to be honest, like, if there's no internet, I'm not trying to live through it. Like, that's the long and short of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I probably would. Oh my god, I didn't even think about boredom.
So that's the other thing too. People don't think like, what do you do in your downtime? Because I think like, there's a lot of downtime. There's a lot of time. Like, you're not killing zombies.
We're moving on. Let me wrap up this. I'll try to make it quick. I don't make anything quick. I'm very long winded.
It's good. You got a lot to talk about. It's good.
Okay, so. I would be willing to team up. The team would have to be really small, and I don't trust people normally, so it would be very weird, and it would be very use based. Like, I'm using you for something. Like, you're either like a human shield. Like, I've got a role for you, and you just don't know what it is yet.
So your team is like, no one's really sleeping. Everybody's like,
people are sleeping. No, but I'm not sleeping.
Because I feel like, but that kind of team, I think you would breed, like, it would breed a group of people that, like, I'm watching you while you sleep just to make sure you don't slit my throat and take my stuff.
Right.
But during the day, we work together.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, again, if this is a realistic scenario, and I don't. Obviously, I'm not going to get the spot choose
mm-hmm.
because I'm not, like, the thing is, and if this is a real situation, the only people that you could potentially spot choose are family or friends.
Yes.
Like, other than that, you can't choose anymore. So, since I'm not electing family or friends mm-hmm. in my case and scenario, I have to deal with strangers.
So, but you're specifically picking strangers that you know you can manipulate.
It's not like I've got a lineup of strangers that I'm picking ahead of time.
But I think you'll have like if you're driving out there, I think you're going to come across.
I'm going to come across people.
And
yeah.
From the group you're coming across, you're picking
that's,
the ones.
That's, okay. Yes, that is it. So, like, first of all, there's
so, like, you're picking like the mom whose family's been like killed and stuff, like, oh, she's really easy to manipulate now, like, she's
gonna push her a lot. No, like, that's because she's not, that's not a good
pick. So who do you think is good for this? Like,
it doesn't matter who,
what kind of archetype of a person.
It doesn't matter. Like, honestly, it's almost irrelevant, because their purpose is literally to buy me time.
So are you running through this group of people? Is this like a revolving door?
So this is how I imagine this going down. So like, I'm rolling into California, like, just barely running out of gas, not anywhere near the beach, and there's like gonna be some like point
you're
of
like,
me.
You're like trading British yeah, like, for food.
Yeah, like there's gonna be some like, point of me like footing it. I'm gonna join some like rebel gang. Like, that's like trying to do something, and I'm gonna go along with them on their quest, and I'm gonna fucking make it out of it, because like, I ditch them before that shit goes bad.
So basically, like, you're the guys in the road that's on the tractor trailer, like, eating people, but like, you jumped off before they came out the tunnel. Like, yeah. You jumped off, like, maybe, like, the day before.
Yeah.
But you're rolling with them. Like, oh, yeah, I love me some spleen.
Yeah.
Or, like you ride that, like, cannibal train for a little bit, but then you jump off when you see a chance.
Correct. Okay. All right. Because the thing is, like, those groups never really make it anyway.
Yeah, they don't.
But, like, I'm like, yo, I'm out for my own survival. So, like, the thing is, would staying with a group too long is always going to be, like, detrimental.
I think that's smart.
So, I think it's going to be important to, like, hop a lot
from
group to group. But being solo isn't really that great either. Like, it's going to be hard to be solo unless I'm at my destination. Like, at my destination, I think solo would be fine. It would still be better if you had, like, a trustworthy group. But the thing is, like, building trust involves, like, going through scenarios together.
Yeah.
And, like, and you learn about people. So, like, I would be very weary about that. Because the thing is, like I said, you don't, like, if I'm going to get, like, if this is a zombie apocalypse, I'm getting off by a zombie. Like, well, I'm not getting off at all. Like, I'm not letting some, like, dude, like, run up on me and, like, fucking kill me, and that's how I end up dying.
So, like, if you see someone, you're shooting first. Like, I'm not waiting to see if you're moaning or nothing or you talk. Like, if I'm scared, like, I'll shoot first, and if I find out you were not a zombie, you're just like, whatever.
Yep.
Like, nice shoes, I'm taking them.
Yep. So, like, and I think that that's kind of, it's, I know, like, I am not a humanitarian at all.
But it's good, like, it's, like, it's nice, like, I appreciate the fact that, like, you're, like, I'm not, like, I am what I am. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm fucking, listen, this is about me making this shit work.
As long as you can.
Yeah.
So, like, all right, let's say hypothetically, you make it to your destination, and you actually make it there in a way that you can actually establish a camp. That you guys got your back to the wall, and you're the leader of this camp. Like, what does this camp look like?
Shit look like the first episode of Lost. Like, okay. That's what the camp looked like. Like, everybody's trying to do shit. Like, there is no order, and, like, I'm off in, like, the forest trying to, like, do something else.
Okay.
Like,
as long as, like, they can kill enough zombies so they don't get to me, I don't really care. Like, you're, like, they're smoke monster fodder, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Like, it's... okay, so the thing is, most people would take, like, a very, like, political, like, let's try to establish order. And the thing is, while I think that's a good idea, because I'm noble like that, that shit don't ever fucking work.
That's true, but I think if you don't do it, someone else will try to. I think it's up to you to, like, try to establish
order. I'm gonna be John fucking Locke.
Okay.
And, like, listen, I'm gonna have my own order, but it's kind of like the chaos order.
Okay.
I agree. I think that it is important to try to set that trend.
You could be Mussolini in your camp. Like, you could be an evil dictator. Well,
sure,
I'm
just thinking about this from, like, a political standpoint. And you guys can't see me, but, like, I'm, like, literally in ponder face right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really thinking really hard. So the problem with taking a political approach is, it's good, but inevitably, there's always someone within your own fucking group that wants to rise up and rebel. And you're like, you're trying to survive something else, you just don't need that.
But once again, like, that's if you have your own camp and you take, like, I'm the bad guy, like, you can run it like you're Kim Jong-un. And just, like, anybody that you think is going to, like,
turn
against you, you put a bullet in
their
head.
But then okay, so the thing is, like, that works in some scenarios. I just don't think it would work in a scenario where, like, there's external fears. I think that's why it works for Kim Jong-un. Like,
well, he does. It works too, because, like, he tells everybody that, like, the rest of the world is the villain or the
sure. Know. But I don't think anyone actually thinks that there are.
I think they do.
I don't know. Either way,
whatever.
And he's supposed to be the savior or some shit. But, like, ultimately, I just think with everything that's going on, like, establishing, like, a sense of order is not the greatest. And I don't have time to be diplomatic. So it's like, I could be like this, you know, this very, like, dictator ruler.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I realize that, like, my ideas are, like, dude, I just said I would have gotten here with a shit ton of Brita filters and fucking samurai sword. Like,
you don't know, Brita filters might be the, like, the currency of the zombie apocalypse, like, richest man ever. Like, I'm rolling in beer filters, bitches.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, ultimately, like, I don't know that, like, my leadership is going to be the best for lots of people. Or even, like, a small group of people. It's probably great for me, because most of the things that I think of are really great for me but don't fucking work for anybody else.
So essentially, it sounds like ideally is that, like,
I wouldn't
you hope that there is someone in the group who has leadership skills, who is willing to take that role.
And I puppet them.
And I basically marionette them. Okay, fair enough.
Because that's generally, like, my goals in life is to never be, in the spotlight, but always be pulling the strings.
And basically, even if you don't, like, all you care about is, like, yo, keep the walls up, keep the zombies out. Like, that's all you care about.
Yeah.
Like, don't let shit go to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, there's always kind of, like, these funny things, like, well, like, would you, like, try to make contact, like, and all these other, like, just wild things, like, you know, would you try to find a radio, like, are you hoping for a cure? Like, I'm not living that pipe dream.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to sit there going, like, maybe they'll find something. Like, that shit's going to end in Cloverfield. Like, if there's still military around, they're fucking bombing everything anyway. So, like, it's all about, like, making it through all of that shit.
So, I think we've kind of gone through, like, we've established what you're going to do. And you've made it. It sounds like with your Brita filters, your bag full of Brita filters, you've made California.
The Dr. Scholl's was really the. I threw one at someone.
Yeah.
Smacked him.
We've gotten to this point, and I wanted to go back to something you were saying, and this is what I'd like to end on, is that assume that you've come to a scenario where the worst has happened. You're out of food. The resources are not even scarce. It's none. And you're starving. Your body is now ravishing itself from the inside out. You have to eat someone, but you can eat anyone in the world, alive in the world today. Who would you eat and why?
Oh fuck, anybody?
Yeah,
anybody alive in the world?
Anybody alive?
Are they alive when I eat them?
I mean, no, like, you would kill them and eat them. Like, you're like, you can't just, like, let me cut off, like, a side of your arm or something, and then, like, I'll cut off the rest later.
I'm thinking, because, like, you know.
No, you're killing this
I'm
person.
Thinking, like, very abstractly, because I'm like, well, if it's someone that I'm going to kill, that means that at some point they were alive, which means at some point that, like, I could potentially hang out with them. So, but, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, if they're already dead, then it's like, well, that takes off my list of people that I've always wanted to meet.
No, I mean.
But if they're, like, alive, it's like, dude, I got to meet you. Like, unfortunately, it's really bad circumstance because I'm going to fucking kill you right now.
Yeah.
But, like,
so those are the breaks.
Oh, fuck. This is a hard question. I'm thinking of this way too logically. I'm like, who's large and, like, filled with, like, meaty goodness?
So
I can eat for a while?
So you're thinking, like, oh, I want to meet my idol, then eat him. You're like, I want to get the biggest meal out of this. Like, you're going, yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want someone that's just, like, full of fat.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's why I'm like, who's, like crazy, like, meaty, but, like I, dude, I would be like Icelandic strongman.
Do you want like the mountain from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, like I'm fucking like I'm going for like we eating good. This is the Last Supper. Like I'm doing the do.
So is that it? Like the mountain from the Game of Thrones, or someone bigger? Like I don't know who's bigger than that guy. That's a big
I'm one. Sure there's some other strongmen out there.
So though. You got to name someone.
This is a really fucked up question.
It's
it's like, and it's not even fucked up because of like probably why other people think it's fucked up.
People answer this in like the most crazy ways. It's hilarious.
I just think like I don't even know. Like I
you
just
gotta answer it.
I know. I'm thinking. It's gonna take a while. I gotta like process it. Like I'm thinking why it's so fucked up. It's so fucked up. It's a fucked up question. Why are you gonna ask?
Well, see, I thought that a lot of people were like, I'm gonna eat this dude I hate.
Nah, because fuck like, that. All right. That's a waste. Okay. Fucking shank that dude and let him rot.
Just let him rot, like, yeah.
Like, let him turn and then kill him.
Like shoot him in the legs. Like, yeah, off.
Yeah. Shoot him in kneecap. Yeah. That should always look funny when the knee bends.
Yeah.
But, fuck. Trying to think. Like my original answer was like Nick Frost.
Who's Nick Frost?
Fucking, from Shaun of the Dead.
Oh! Like, okay. Like,
but that's
my friend?
Yeah, but that's because, like, by like okay just side note just total side tangent was the funniest fucking shit ever. I told someone the other day, I was like, yo, if I ever had like leukemia or fucking cancer or something terrible, cancer's awful, but like was like part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. My Make-A-Wish,
I think you're a little too old for that.
Shut up, don't ruin my dreams. My like last wish was like to go like go-karting and fucking mini golfing with Nick Frost, because I think he'd be an awesome dude to hang out with.
So like you could do this, like,
well,
like,
yeah, but I'm just saying, but like
you could do this and then eat him.
Okay, well, first of all, if it's like if it's coming down to like I'm starving, I don't think I want to be go-karting or mini golfing.
So, well, I mean, like, you know you're going to have a meal. Saying, you know, like, you're going to have a meal.
So my initial answer was like, oh, like Nick Frost, because I could like totally get to meet him and hang out with him, because otherwise it would probably be pretty difficult.
You can still do that.
I know, but the problem is, like, he's really short, which means that, like, he probably...
Is he really that short?
Yeah, he's really, really short.
Huh. Okay, I didn't know that. He didn't look tall.
Like, he's probably, like, 5'7".
Like, he's a... Like, really?
At best. Yeah. It's because, like, all actors look way taller than they actually are. Like, you know, Mel Gibson's, like, a midget.
Yeah,
right?
Easily. Okay.
But anyway, but yeah, he's really short and, like... has really, like, you can't really eat ears unless you're Mike Tyson. He's got gigantic ears, so like, so and I'm probably not gonna eat the, like, neck height anyway.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yeah,
you keep a Nick Frost head, like, the top two, like, you eat,
like, oh no, it just, like, I don't think anybody ever, like, eats, like, face, like, even, like, cannibals and shit. They don't really, like, grub on face.
I mean, like, face meat and, like, cow and, like, and pig is really
that's
good.
That's true, but
that's,
I don't really think good. It's good on humans. I mean, acne, that, fucking proactive.
That's really true. Like, a little chemical treated. Yeah, like, you taste it.
And that dude's an actor, so, like, he's been fucking...
Botox and all sorts of stuff.
Gross. Ugh. But, yeah, so I'm like, you know, like, Nick Frost really isn't a great, like, person, because it's not a good meal. It is like the, you know, if I'm about to die and I, like, I'm going to have this meal before I die, then yes.
So you want to eat someone else while Nick Frost watches?
No, I'm saying if I, like, that's really fucking funny. No, if I'm going to get, like, you know, random Game of Thrones shanked at the end of this episode, like, right after I eat my meal, it's like a red wedding, then, like, I'm fucking, like, red wedding-ing with Nick Frost.
But the thing is, like, I'm partying with that motherfucker. Every day in this world is red wedding.
Like, well, sure, but, like, I might make it to the end, and...
So, is it not Nick Frost, or is it Nick Frost?
It's not. I really want to meet that guy. So hopefully he listens to this and, like, doesn't get offended that I just talked shit about his
whatever.
Ears.
I think it's a compliment. You want to, like, hang out with a guy go-karting.
Yeah.
And then eat him.
Can we, like, please, if you're out there, go-karting with me. Please. I will give you my address and telephone number. And I won't make you sign an autograph, but I might ask you to tattoo your signature
really
on my,
like,
back.
You really like that guy.
Yeah. He's pretty funny. He just seems like a cool dude to hang out with.
Do you have any answers?
So then
take a long time. This is a lot. The other two people answered so quickly
because they all have, like, obviously they have someone in mind they want to eat, which is really
for good reason.
Creepy, but honestly, I'm gonna have to say, like, it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You gotta name somebody.
Fuck.
You gotta name somebody. That's the rules. This is how you get off.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Probably. Like, an awful choice, and I, you know, no, Melissa McCarthy, because I fucking hate that bitch.
Okay.
Like, yes, and she's probably all filled with gravy, so we might be good.
Who the hell is Melissa McCarthy?
She's fucking in Tammy that just came out.
Who?
And that bitch.
Yeah, you don't like her?
Not really.
Really?
Nope.
She's like the female Chris Farley.
Which is why she's fucking dumb.
I'm indifferent towards her, like, whatever.
Like, it's, I don't really like stupid humor like that.
Okay.
After I just talked shit about, like, or, like, I just talked about Nick Frost, I'm like, I don't like stupid humor.
So while you're eating her, what's her name, Christina?
No, Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Because Rosie O'Donnell, like, might eat me instead.
She's probably old, too.
Like. Well, Rosie O'Donnell, like, she's probably training, like, Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Or, like, some bullshit.
She's probably, like, running her own gang of cannibals. Like, yeah. She's raiding your camp.
Yeah, fuck. Yo, I fucking eat Seth Rogen. No. Oh shit, I need James Franco. That should be awesome.
Okay, wait. We have, alright. This is one. You can only eat one person, alright? This isn't like a fucking buffet. So which one is it?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill? Final answer. Skinny or fat Jonah Hill?
They're both the same.
Well, what has more?
He never made skinny, man.
Or like not as fat Jonah Hill. Like super bad Jonah Hill. Or like 21 Jump Street Jonah Hill.
21 Jump Street Jonah. No, 22 Jump Street. He gained a little bit for that.
Okay. All right. Well,
fuck it. It's only because I don't really have a. I have to pick someone, and obviously you can tell it doesn't really matter. But I would just. I noticed how I only picked actors. Like, I didn't pick any other person.
Like, I mean, if you said, like, Joe from accounting, like, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. Like,
okay, so it has to be something that's probably relevant.
Like, yeah, like, and you hope that you have bigger.
You know, Terry Crews popped into my head at some point. Like, I was like, oh, Terry Crews, fuck yeah. Fucking eat that dude.
I think it's not surprising who you chose. It's the fact that, like, so you had, like, so many options on your mark. like viable options.
Yeah, like, well, that's because, like, like I said earlier, I'm such a survivalist that, like, everybody is a threat. So I'm like, I don't fucking care, any of you.
Okay.
None of you are I don't care if any of you survive. Like, I don't care if the people listening to this survive. Like, you guys all fucking, like, I'm killing all of you. Like,
it's... I'm throwing Brita filters at you till you die.
Yeah, like, I don't fucking care. Like, that shit is about me and mm-hmm. my survival. I don't care if you're a celebrity. Like, fucking nobody to me. I'm fucking killing you. I'm eating you. I don't give a shit. I'll probably eat, like, all the celebrities in Los Angeles. it'll be like a, like, fucking... like Battlefield, like I get like rank for like most celebrities eating,
like you get an achievement pop up. Like,
yes, that is absolutely
okay. Right. With that, I think that's a good spot to end with you getting the achievement.
Literally me. At 1 hour, like we're an hour and some change.
Well, Tristan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Paul. It was a really great show.
I didn't expect you to do like these yuck yuck jokes.
When will you have me on again? Will you ever have me on again?
Fuck. Anyway, so let's move right on. So, Tristan, thank you for joining us, and thanks for listening.
Vote for me. Vote to have me back on the show. I'm stupid and perhaps funny.
All right. Bye, folks.